Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring lesser-known Motown songs from some of your favorite Motown artists. This half hour, we'll hear from Earl Van Dyke and the Soul Brothers, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, Frank Wilson, Martha and the Vandellas, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, R. Dean Taylor, the Four Tops, and Diana Ross, all coming up this half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
Motown Memories with Tom Fowler.
Just start to move.
Guitar Memories with Tom Fallon.
The world is just a great big onion. And hate and fear are the spices that make you cry. Oh, baby. And the only way to get free of this great
Tom Memory from Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. That was the Onion song. It reached top 10 status in the UK, but only reached number 50 in the US Billboard charts in 1970. Before that, Junior Rock and the All-Stars with Hip City Part 2, number 31 from 68. And we started with that great song by Earl Van Dyke and the Soul Brothers, a song made famous by the Marvelettes, Too Many Fish in the Sea. Well, Irv Van Dyke was one of the key members of the Funk Brothers, which was the musical backup band for virtually all the Motown artists during the 1960s. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature lesser-known Motown songs during the next hour. Well, coming up, perhaps the rarest of all Motown songs, Frank Wilson's Do I Love You, Indeed I Do. Well, Frank Edward Wilson was born December 5, 1940 in Houston, and while in his teens, he moved with his family to Los Angeles. In 1963, Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, asked producers Hal Davis and Mark Gordon to set up an office of Motown in Los Angeles. Well, Frank accepted an offer to join the team. In December of 1963, a song called Stevie by Patrice Holloway was the first single released from the West Coast operation and featured Wilson in the songwriting credits. He went on to record, write, and produce hit records for Brenda Holloway, Diana Ross and the Supremes, Marvin Gaye, The Miracles, The Four Tops, Eddie Kendricks, and more. Additionally, Frank Wilson produced a gold album on Lenny Williams, former lead singer for the Tower of Power. But Wilson also tried his hand at being a recording artist himself, recording the single Do I Love You, Indeed I Do for release on the Motown subsidiary label Soul, which is coming up. Supposedly, only 250 demo 45s were pressed. By that time, Frank decided he'd rather focus on producing and had the demos trashed. Somehow, at least two known copies survived, and they fetched almost $40,000 in May 2009 because they were so rare. Well, here is this rare song by Frank Wilson. Do I Love You? Indeed I Do. Right here on Motown Man.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Thank you. reflection. That means different strokes for different folks. Oh yeah. Now to the man who scales the mountain high, the thrill of climbing to the sky, satisfied. Oh, but having my baby with me daily is satisfaction enough. Seeking some other means of excitement and relaxation. I wanna be what she needs in every phase of life, in every situation. 'Cause I'm having my baby with me daily.
Song called Satisfaction, which reached number 49 from 1971. Before that, Martha and the Vandellas, Come and Get These Memories, a number 29 tune from 1963. And we started with that very rare Frank Wilson song, Do I Love You? Indeed I Do. It didn't chart because it really didn't see any distribution, but it was recorded and released in 1965. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature lesser-known Motown songs for this entire hour. Well, coming up, a great song by R. Dean Taylor, a song that never charted, but recorded and released in 1964, called My Ladybug, Stay Away From That Beetle. Well, having attempted to mimic the British invasion sound with a group called the Hornets, Motown looked again to capitalize on the Beatles' popularity via Canadian native R. Dean Taylor. Well, he was born Richard Dean Taylor in Toronto in 1939, and he began his recording career with a Canadian label called Audio Master. Well, one of the great writers of the Motown record label, Brian Holland, brought Taylor into the Motown family as something of a ghostwriter, and he reportedly had an uncredited hand in writing several Holland Doja and Holland hit classic songs. Well, on July 17, 1973, Taylor went into the Motown studios in Detroit, and he recalled that, quote, "The wall was shaking, and I could hear this booming, bassy sound. Turns out it was Marvin Gaye recording Can I Get a Witness?" Well, as a white boy and a conservative dresser, he was looked at kind of strangely by the Motown artists and staff. They didn't know what to make of me at first, he recalled. "I didn't look funky enough to be an artist." Well, the song coming up, My Ladybug, was recorded just 4 days after the Beatles made their first appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show, a very popular television show on Sunday nights in the United States. R. Dean Taylor, right here on Motown Memories.
When he walked by today, I saw you flash a smile. You had that look of love. You seemed to dig his style.
your heart, he's so free. Lady Mo, he's not your kind. He's so wild, you're so refined. Can't you see that it's you I love?
Stay away from that Beetlebub.
Songs here on Motown Memories.
Baby, baby,
Well, I've just completed 1/2 hour of this edition of Motown Memories featuring lesser-known Motown songs. Coming up during the next half hour, more lesser-known Motown songs, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.